USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Crews in Southern California are working to restore power to a few thousand customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. A tropical storm warning is in effect for some 42 million people as El Nino storm continues to bring much-needed water to the drought-stricken area. No deaths have been reported in the southwest, but there is widespread reports of flooding and downed trees. Flood watches are in effect for Southern California into parts of Arizona, Oregon, and Idaho. As of 3 o'clock this morning, just over 17,000 homes in California were without power in the path of Hillary. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Hawaii today. The Bidens will meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people, with over 1,000 still missing.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
Aftershocks continue after a magnitude 5.1 earthquake in Southern California's Ventura County. This unidentified man says it jolted him awake.
I was sleeping and then it woke me up. I was sleeping in bed, shook, and then the whole house shook.
The initial earthquake hit at 2:45 yesterday afternoon and was centered 4 miles southeast of Ojai, California. That's northeast of Santa Barbara. As of 3 a.m., there have been at least 17 aftershocks in all. There are no reports of major damage. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom, who's already in Southern California monitoring Tropical Storm Hillary, is now planning to visit Ojai.
The original app showed it was a 6.0 on the app, and it obviously went down to 5.1, so that's why I think it's important to get up there and to make sure everybody's safe and make sure these aftershocks, which also can shock the conscience, people just feeling that stress and anxiety, make sure people are okay.
USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
Federal officials say there are many reasons why so many people are unaccounted for following the Lahaina wildfire on the island of Maui.
The FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services have been brought into Maui to help account for the missing.
Our teams are continuing to go through the day, to go through every part of that and help identify anybody that might still be missing. And we brought in additional teams.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell told CNN State of the Union that people who are still missing could be in shelters or elsewhere.
It could be that they are staying with family and friends, and we haven't been able to contact them yet. There's a lot of different reasons on why people are unaccounted for.
She said more than three quarters of the search area has been completed and that crews are going through every inch of the burned areas. I'm Jeremy Scott.
One Republican senator believes presidential candidate Donald Trump should drop out of the 2024 presidential race.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said Americans won't vote for a candidate who's been convicted.
We may have a candidate for president who has been convicted of a crime. I think Joe Biden needs to be replaced, but I don't think Americans will vote for someone who's been convicted.
Cassidy acknowledged that he isn't an attorney and couldn't speak on all of the charges against Trump. He did, however, call the charges related to mishandling classified documents a slam dunk. I'm Trey Thomas.
Lance Pry, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!